29. First Contact. When Jimmy returned to consciousness, the first thing he became aware of was a splitting headache. He almost welcomed it. At least it proved that he was alive. Then he tried to move, and at once a wide selection of aches and pains brought themselves to his attention. But as far as he could tell, nothing seemed to be broken. After that, he risked opening his eyes, but closed them at once when he found himself staring straight into the band of light along the ceiling of the world. As a cure for a headache, that view was not recommended. He was still lying there, regaining his strength and wondering how soon it would be safe to open his eyes, when there was a sudden crunching noise from close at hand. Turning his head slowly toward the source of the sound, he risked a look and almost lost consciousness again. Not more than 5 meters away, a large, crab-like creature was apparently dining on the wreckage of poor Dragonfly. When Jimmy had recovered his wits, he rolled slowly and quietly away from the monster, expecting at every moment to be seized by its claws when it discovered that more appetizing fare was available. However, it took not the slightest notice of him. When he had increased their mutual separation to 10 meters, he cautiously propped himself up in a sitting position. From this greater distance, the thing did not appear quite so formidable. It had a low, flat body, about 2 meters long and 1 wide, supported on 6 triple-jointed legs. Jimmy saw that he was mistaken in assuming that it had been eating Dragonfly. In fact, he could not see any sign of a mouth. The creature was actually doing a neat job of demolition, using scissor-like claws to chop the skybike into small pieces. A whole row of manipulators, which looked uncannily like tiny human hands, then transferred the fragments to a steadily growing pile on the animal's back. But was it an animal? Though that had been Jimmy's first reaction, now he had second thoughts. There was a purposefulness about its behavior that suggested fairly high intelligence. He could see no reason why any creature of pure instinct should carefully collect the scattered pieces of his skybike, unless, perhaps, it was gathering material for a nest. Keeping a wary eye on the crab, which still ignored him completely, Jimmy struggled to his feet. A few wavering steps demonstrated that he could walk, though he was not sure if he could outdistance those 6 legs. Then he switched on his radio, never doubting that it would still be operating. A crash that he could survive would not even have been noticed by its solid-state electronics. "Hub control," he said softly. "Can you receive me?" "Thank God. Are you okay?" "Just a bit shaken. Take a look at this." He turned his camera toward the crab, just in time to record the final demolition of Dragonfly's wing. "What the devil is it? And why is it chewing up your bike?" "Wish I knew. It's finished with Dragonfly. I'm going to back away, in case it wants to start on me." Jimmy slowly retreated, never taking his eyes off the crab. It was now moving round and round in a steadily widening spiral, apparently searching for fragments it might have overlooked, and so Jimmy was able to get an overall view of it for the first time. Now that the initial shock had worn off, he could appreciate that it was quite a handsome beast. The name Crab, which he had automatically given to it, was perhaps a little misleading. If it had not been so impossibly large, he might have called it a beetle. Its carapace had a beautiful metallic sheen. He would almost have been prepared to swear that it was metal. That was an interesting idea. Could it be a robot and not an animal? He stared at the crab intently, with this thought in mind, analyzing all the details of its anatomy. Where it should have had a mouth was a collection of manipulators that reminded Jimmy strongly of the multipurpose knives that are the delight of all red-blooded boys. There were pinchers, probes, rasps, and even something that looked like a drill. But this was not decisive. On Earth, the insect world had matched all these tools, and many more. The animal or robot question remained in perfect balance in his mind. The eyes, which might have settled the matter, left it even more ambiguous. They were so deeply recessed in protective hoods that it was impossible to tell whether their lenses were made of crystal or of jelly. They were quite expressionless and of a startling vivid blue. Though they had been directed toward Jimmy several times, they had never shown the slightest flicker of interest. In his, perhaps, biased opinion, that decided the level of the creature's intelligence. An entity, robot or animal, which could ignore a human being, could not be very bright. It had stopped its circling and stood still for a few seconds, as if listening to some inaudible message. Then it set off, with a curious rolling gait, in the general direction of the sea. It moved in a perfectly straight line at a steady 4 or 5 kilometers an hour, and had already traveled a couple of 100 meters before Jimmy's still slightly shocked mind registered the fact that the last sad relics of his beloved dragonfly were being carried away from him. He set off in hot and indignant pursuit. His action was not wholly illogical. The crab was heading toward the sea, and if any rescue was possible, it could be only from this direction. Moreover, he wanted to discover what the creature would do with its trophy. That should reveal something about its motivation and intelligence. Because he was bruised and stiff, it took Jimmy several minutes to catch up with the purposefully moving crab. When he had done so, he followed it at a respectful distance until he felt sure that it did not resent his presence. It was then that he noticed his water flask and emergency ration pack among the debris of dragonfly, and felt instantly both hungry and thirsty. There, scuttling away from him at a remorseless 5 kilometers an hour, was the only food and drink in all this half of the world. Whatever the risk, he had to get hold of it. He cautiously closed in on the crab, approaching from the right rear. While he kept station with it, he studied the complicated rhythm of its legs until he could anticipate where they would be at any moment. When he was ready, he muttered a quick